Thank you for calling the Highline. My name is Robin. How may I help you today?
Hey, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, this is Michael in TSOC.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, I need some help.
Don't we all?
Well, hopefully this is help you can give me.
Yeah.
I got a Roy Jack Finney on the phone that just called in. You want his account number or address? What you want?
Let's do his address.
Okay, the address is 4453 Duff Road.
Duff Road. Roy Finney. He's in Livingston, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hey, what's
right.
going on?
So let me tell you the problems he's having, and here's what John's telling me. Apparently, there was an order put through, and it was put through as an account sale to take off the call block feature.
Uh-huh.
And it should have went in as a quick change. So it never provisioned.
Okay.
So he's hold on.
This is just
let me see. Oh. Hang on just a second.
No problem. I'm just up here. I'm looking at it real quick here.
But what is that feature, the what is the caller ID unblock? Do you know?
Let me see, because this is legacy.
Because he's got unblock and he's got block. He's got caller ID unblock and he's got call block.
Let's see. Residential telephone. So he has on his, he's got the sensitive call blocking, access recovery, and then that's a weird one, mileage, and that's $4.
Well, I don't even know what that is. Let me tell you the issue he's having. Okay,
sure.
He's calling phone numbers, and it'll say something about the numbers disconnected or won't go through. He can hang up and hit redial, and it goes through. And it's been going on for a while now, he says.
I wonder if that would be like the sensitive call blocking. I don't even know what that is.
Where do you see that at?
So I went into like what's underneath the telephone package. So
uh-huh.
under the quotes and stuff. And it's showing that with this one here, the parts that are on there, which some of these I don't even know, because he's paying $275 for sensitive call blocking.
Okay, I see selective call blocking.
So I see selective too. But then I also, do you see mileage?
I see mileage on the USOC, yeah.
Hold on, let me refresh because mine's been giving me issues all day. Hold on. Okay, so there. Nope, it's not. You're right. Selective access, but I don't know what those are.
I don't either.
I don't know why that you'd be paying $4 for mileage. I wonder if we'd take those off.
$4 for mileage.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what that'd be. So I'm wondering if we'd take those off.
I don't know. We need to find out about it before we do it.
Right, let me see, because this one's in Texas. I wonder if the legacy in Texas is like in Rye.
Well, John Rayford had worked on it before, and here's what it said on the notes. It said that it says caller has a per line blocking on his phone and selective call blocking. Per line was added in 1991 and selective blocking in 19. Remove the old per line blocking to ensure it wasn't causing a problem. But like I said, what happened that was back on June 6th. And it looks like it was done with an account sale. And so.
And not the quick change.
And it didn't provision. Okay, so he says.
Because I can remove them, you just got to tell me which ones.
Okay, so he's telling me to hang off for a minute. He thinks he might have just fixed it. Let me call you back if I need to. I think we're good. All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.